a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire.
It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is 11-11. Make a wish. It's November 11th, 2014. It has been a busy, busy, busy weekend. And we are excited to be back. How was your weekend, man?
It was good. I watched a ton of basketball.
I know, me too. Well, I didn't watch as much as I wanted Monday night because I had to watch the Panthers get slaughtered. But I'm your host, JB Gilpin, with Slim. And other than football woes, how was your weekend? How's your hoops weekend? How'd your fantasy teams do?
I think I won everywhere, but the friends and family.
Oh. Our Yahoo friends and family team are 9-9 now. We lost the week 5-4 because of one free throw. Oh!
If they didn't take the free throw, we would have won. And that was like Stephen Curry in the late game on Sunday night. Yeah, that's unfortunate. It happens.
Yeah. I mean, we had a pretty good week. We just, our build is to win assists, and we didn't win assists with Rubio getting hurt, and the team we played was also a heavy assisting team. So that was a rough week there, but I think our team's still pretty good. Yeah, I think it was a good weekend for me. Most of my teams did pretty well, except for one of my RCLs. But we're going to talk RCLs later. We're going to recap some of the big stories of the weekend. Then at the end of the show, preview a couple games and take our 30-point challenge picks. But let's start with my REL trade. What do you think of our 20-team REL Dynasty trade of my Damari Carroll and Chris DNP Middleton for Josh Smith?
I'm really hoping that's the only DNP he gets all year. It's got to be. He's so much better than the guys they're running out there. But, you know, the guy you trade him to has got, what, Paul George and Embiid. So he was ready to get rid of Josh Smith. He would have given him up for any kind of piece of anything, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I mean,
he didn't give up too much.
No, it's definitely one of the advantages of being in a league with active players and having the trading block updated. I think there's like 6 or 7 teams with players on the trading block. I was looking through, and I lost Rubio on my REL team. That's pretty much the worst injury I could have because I don't have great point guard depth. I really needed his dimes and steals. So with him out, I wanted a guy that could get some blocks. I think that's another need, and kind of get a couple assists and steals. Josh Smith hits that perfectly, and just threw the offer out there, and he took it. And kind of the theory behind it is hopefully I can sweep those categories and bench him in one of the weekend games so he doesn't have 5 turnovers and shoot 20%.
You trade for the guy with intentions on benching him. I love that.
I mean, you know, the counting stats are important. But, I like the trade. He had a really good night last night, so no complaints from me. But he didn't have quite as good a night as Anthony Davis. Oh,
no one does.
He's so good.
I mean, it's up to 2.5 steals and 4.2 blocks, 13 assists, 13 boards.
Yeah, and
numbers, 1.2 turnovers.
Yeah, the absolutely no low turnovers. He's had 0 or 1 turnovers in 5 of the 6 games this year. And I mean, given I think I'm looking at this right, but when I was looking at Basketball Monster all the way back from when they started, his per game value is better than anyone else in the past decade. It's just out of control.
Through 6 games, I mean, you got to figure eventually the defense is just going to send the team at him and say, you know, make Tyreek beat him in a jump shot or something. But it's crazy right now. He is by far the number one guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Curry isn't close. Curry's doing phenomenal, but it isn't close.
And, you know,
4.8 turnovers for Curry? Eesh.
Yeah, Curry's playing good. LeBron's picking it up a little bit, but I agree with you. I mean, there's just no question. He's shooting 80% free throws, over 50% from the field. He took 2 threes last night. Imagine if he starts getting, you know, half a 3 a game.
Yeah, they talked about it, and I you know, put a little bit in there for my projection for it, thinking that it might happen. It hasn't happened yet, but if he takes two a game and just gives you 0.5, that's 25% shooter. It's amazing. He'll beat Durant. I'm trying to think what Durant's full line last year. Is it better than what Anthony Davis is putting up right now?
No, it wasn't close. The only per game that was close, according to the basketball monster metrics, was Durant's 12-13 season, that huge one he had. So yeah, it was funny looking back at those. I forgot how good Sean Marion was back in his heyday.
Yeah, what was he, a two-steal, two-block guy, something like that?
Yeah, he was up there. And, I mean, Davis is going to average a rainbow line this year if it keeps up, too, plus these great percents and low turnovers. That's why his you know, value is going to be so high. But, yeah, I know this is kind of not fantasy relevant, but is Sean Marion a Hall of Famer?
Man, it's so tough without the points.
Yeah, but his body of work is ridiculous. He's just so long and was productive.
Yeah, that's really going to help. I don't know. I mean, he's going to get votes. I imagine he should get votes.
Yeah. He was just
so tough without the points. He was never the guy on his team, I don't think.
He had I think it was 2005, 2006, he was over 20 points. But, he wasn't even on my radar until I looked at his numbers after, you know, looking at how Davis compares per game. And, that was surprising. Rough with the Rubio injury. He's going to be out. You know, there's been a report 7 to 8 weeks. Definitely going to be over a month. Hopefully, all I want for Christmas is Rubio back on my teams. So I think Christmas would be a good Christmas present to have Rubio out there healthy.
I think that's asking too much.
You think it's asking too much? It's Christmas. Where's your Christmas spirit?
I don't have Christmas spirit at the beginning of November. I refuse.
Somebody's a Grinch today.
You got those Walmart commercials running, you know, Christmas ads. I can't take it. It is way, way too early.
Dude, Kmart started doing layaway commercials in, August.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're already bankrupt. I mean, you might as well just try something. But speaking of bankrupt... Just absolutely no good point guard value behind him, because apparently Flip Saunders doesn't want to play Mo Williams starting minutes. They started Zach LaVine instead. Do you like LaVine? I mean, is Mo Williams worth owning? Is LaVine worth owning? I don't really know.
It sounds like it's going to be a pretty even timeshare.
Yeah, I don't really like either of them. Which one would you own if you had to?
Probably LaVine. I mean, I guess right now I'd see him as probably a, 9-4-4 with a steal in 26 minutes. It's not useless. And if those minutes actually hit 30, I don't know. I just don't think Mo Williams can hold up. And he's kind of known for just throwing up shot after shot after shot. So I would go for LaVine over Mo Williams right this second.
Yeah, we have a term for that. Labradoodle shooting. But the last Wolves game on Saturday against your Heat. Your Heat playing well. LaVine, 5-6-4 with a steal, two turnovers in 26 minutes. Mo Williams, 22 of 2-4-5 with two steals and three turnovers. I mean, it's just so boring. I mean, you combine those and you get sort of a Rubio-esque game, but it's going to be completely divided, it looks like, between those two.
And what do you think? Does this hurt everyone on Minnesota?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Martin had his worst game in a while. Shot only 2-for-9.
It was bad, too.
Yeah. I mean, Pekovic is going to be Pekovic. You know, Gorgui Dieng, he looks fine, but, I mean, I don't think the bigs really matter. You know, Thad Young didn't have a great game. Yeah. I think it does hurt. You know, knock everyone down a little bit. If you want to sell Thad Young high, this might be the time.
Yeah, if I could get a top 50 player for him, I'd go for it.
Yeah, agree with you there. So speaking of top 50 players, is Michael Carter Williams back top 50 now that he's returning on Thursday?
Game one, I doubt it. I don't think they'll run him out there 35 plus minutes.
But rest of the season, do you think he's a top 50 player? now that we know he's coming back?
If he comes back healthy and strong and stays healthy and strong, yeah. I don't see why not.
Yeah, I think so too.
And Roten is not going to like take his job. There's no chance of that happening.
I agree. And I mean, we talked about this some last week. I think we both thought kind of Roten in that, you know, 27 to 30 minute role, playing a little combo guard with MCW. But I mean, what would you trade Roten for now? Would you take pretty much anything you could get?
Yeah. When MCW gets back, I have Roten in an RCL, and I haven't tried to sell him. And when MCW gets back and Roten's minutes fall, I'll probably just drop him. Those turnovers and free throw percent are so bad.
It's tough dropping someone like Roten, though, after that start.
I mean, I guess I could float something out there, but I don't know. It's to me, it's not that good with the way he just destroys those two categories.
Yeah, it's definitely a drain. And if the volume of all accounting stats aren't there, it's going to be tough. So as an MCW owner in a couple leagues, I am happy. And I'm sure all Roten owners out there are not happy.
They're crossing their fingers that Roten maintains his value. Yeah. Some value.
I mean, if he plays 30 minutes, you know, even with MCW, I think he'll have value.
Yeah, but I think that value is just going to get crushed by the negatives. I don't know. If he goes, let's say, 16-4-4 with a steal and a three, if he's turned the ball over 3+ times and given you that 60% free throws with 5 attempts, do you still want him? Is that too many numbers?
yeah, I got lost when you said 16 points. I can't count that with two hands, so I'm out. No, I mean, it is. I mean, maybe you can do what I'm doing with Josh Smith and Ariel and bench him on the weekends if you need to.
Yeah, I got a feeling that you're going to wind up not playing Roten more than you do once MCW gets back.
Maybe in Roto, he's worse.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, in Roto, I agree with you. I don't know if I'd want to deal with that. So, to the Hawks point guard situation and exponentially increasing minutes for Dennis Schroeder. He's really German, isn't he? Yeah. He's apparently from Braunschweig. Whatever that means. I love the friendly people of Braunschweig. 28 minutes last night and played down the stretch over Jeff Teague, who, you know, Teague was, I think it was 0-6, and Schroeder hitting his shots 4-8 and 6-6 free throws. That's good to see. 14-4-4 last night. Did have 4 turnovers, but got a steal. That's now 8 steals the last 3 games to go with 7 assists and double-digit scoring in all of those. What do you make of Dennis Schroeder right now?
Shooting over 50% in all those games. He's only made 1 3 in 4 attempts. I don't know. I'm not making too much of it. We are talking about the Knicks, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the Knicks have absolutely horrific point guard depth right now with no Calderon. I mean, is this something that's going to make you worried about Jeff Teague at all?
I mean, it makes me wonder if Jeff Teague is hurt. That's the first question. Because he really was terrible last night before getting benched, but he was so good the first week. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Teague. Seems to be rotating good and bad games.
I think this is just one of the, what's the coach's name? I can never remember it right. Budenholzer. I don't know. I'm having trouble with the long B names right now. Let's just call him Coach Butthole for benching Jeff Teague like that. And that was rude of him. So I don't make much of it either. So let's do a little young point guard. Who would you rather have? All right. So pretending that this is, you know, and pretend MCW's back and healthy. Are you going to take LaVine or Roten?
And I think those two will probably get pretty similar minutes. Until Roten actually does fall off, I'm not going to drop him. But if Roten does fall off, then yeah, I'd make that move.
And then say Jeff Teague stays in the 30-minute range and Schroeder stays at 25 minutes. Are you going to have Roten or Schroeder?
You know, they can play together, too. Schroeder's not a little guy.
Yeah, and the Hawks did that with Teague and Shelvin Mack. It looks like Shelvin Mack's kind of dropped out of favor, but they did do some two-point guard sets with Mack and Teague last year. So I guess it comes down to you have one roster spot left. You're doing pretty good. Are you going to have Levine, Roten, or Schroeder starting on Thursday with MCW back?
I can't do Schroeder yet. There's just, you know, this hasn't happened enough.
I think I'm with you.
He could easily go out there and get 10 minutes. So I can't take Schroeder over Levine because Levine's minutes are just about guaranteed right this second.
Yeah.
Of course, what does that mean to be just about guaranteed? But, no, I go Levine. Assuming that Roten doesn't start at the two. If Roten starts at the two, then I don't know what's going to happen there. So I would not be dropping him if Roten starts. But yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
And Hollis Thompson's been okay, too. So I think that hurts Roten at the two.
Yeah, that's been really hurting KJ. But we'll get to that.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, just finishing it off that Schroeder, if Schroeder gets 28 minutes a game and it's getting pretty regular, then absolutely he would go over Levine.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Schroeder's, I mean, they're both raw-ish, but Schroeder having that year mostly in the D-League and some minutes with Atlanta.
And he had some pretty good stretches last year.
Yeah, he did. He looked good at times. So definitely a guy I'm keeping on my radar. All right, so I'm going to compare to you some big men that shoot threes. For the past three games, Player A is scoring 19 points a game with only 0.3 turnovers. So he's had one turnover the past three games. And has hit 4.3 threes a game.
Wow, that sounds like Ryan Anderson.
All right, Player B has 18.3 points, 1.3 turnovers, and hitting 2.3 threes a game.
Oh, that's less than... I mean, that sounds kind of like a Copeland.
Well, there is a little bit of a discrepancy. Player A has 3.3 rebounds a game to player B, 7. But, I mean, it's just rebounds.
Yeah, 7 rebounds from a big, that's not very good anyway.
Well, you got player A right.
Hey. Player B's not Copeland?
Player B is not Copeland. Player B is, do you have another guess?
I know it is, but I don't want to say.
Yeah, I kind of gave it away. It's Kevin Love. So I've been saying this since, you know, after the first couple games. You know, Love did have 30 rebounds the first two games. That's good to see. But since then, 10-8-8-5 in rebounds. You know, had 6 threes last night, but Ryan Anderson had 8 threes. It's got to be hard to not look at Kevin Love right now and think this is looking a little Kyle Anderson-y. Or Ryan Anderson-y. Ugh. Combining, not the Spurs player, not slow-mo.
Yeah, this is not looking good. I mean, I tried to warn you. I did my best. And the shooting percent is not pretty.
I moved Kevin Love down pretty good.
I preached out of the first round. That was the big one I was trying to go for.
Yeah, I think I had him 12th, so I mean, like, right there.
Yeah, we moved Cousins up ahead of him at the last second.
Yeah, Cousins was looking awesome. But yeah, I'm pulling up his Fantasy Pros. It's hard to... Oh, I have to click on the draft rankings as opposed to now the rest of season. But we had him 11, and we're definitely in the red. So, we were definitely not on the Love train. And I mean, I'm not trying to say Ryan Anderson's all of a sudden going to be as good as Kevin Love, but definitely a rough start.
Just because of the rebounds, though. I mean, it's not like the steals and blocks are going to be all that different.
Yeah, and I put this in today's article. Other than a 4-steal game in the second game, he has a total of 3 steals and blocks this season in 6 games.
It's ugly. I mean, he's I mean, because of the free throw percent and probably low turnovers, he'll probably put a top 12 season together, but it's not going to look like that from the surface.
Am I looking at this right? Ryan Anderson has one turnover the entire season?
Through five games? Point two. That'd be right.
One turnover.
How loud that might have been.
Sorry, I probably... the whistle that deafened Razzball Nation. Sorry, guys. That surprised me. One turnover. And, you know, yeah, Anthony Davis with the low turnovers. So, the Pelicans are going to be a pretty good team if they can get it together.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I was not buying this kind of comeback from the back injury.
Yeah, yeah, I remember you didn't like. And I mean, he's inconsistent too. I mean, his numbers are a little skewed with hitting eight threes last night. So, but I think he's still a pretty.
Yeah, he was
good
only
player.
About two per game before that.
Yeah, you want to know who's hitting two threes a game but doing absolutely nothing else? Our poor little Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Where are the steals?
Yeah, that's really weird.
Where are the steals?
Yeah, it's not good.
Are you dropping Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in 12ers?
I've got him in an RCL, and I haven't yet. It's tough, though. There's other guys that have come and gone. I probably should have, but, you know, the minutes... Wow, last night the minutes trended down. That's not good.
Yeah, they played Caron Butler down the stretch.
Yeah, oh. If that happens again, yeah, if he gets less than 30 minutes again, because he was getting 40 minutes to start the year, it was great. Even when the shots weren't falling, you knew eventually they would.
Yeah, and it just makes so little sense. Under 20 minutes a game last year, 0.9 steals. Now over 35 minutes a game, 0.4 steals. And now four straight games without a steal. You know, his shot was falling a little bit there, but now is 6 for his last 21.
Yeah, I mean, he had home games against New York, Milwaukee, and Utah. Got 30 minutes in all of them and didn't get a steal.
Yeah, and I mean, he's going to be a fine free throw shooter, but it's been a bad free throw shooting for him at 55% too. So
try. I'm not too concerned about that.
Yeah, I mean, try to hold hope if you can. Completely understand if you have to drop him. I mean, the one thing, another thing he does well that's underrated is he never turns the ball over. Only one turnover the last four games, but it's getting rough. I'm a little biased too, saying hold him because I only have him in the 20 team REL, and pretty much any production is fine with me. So, but yeah, in 12ers, I definitely can't fault you for moving on. Nicholas Batum, knee injury, just sounds like a knee bruise, but you quote unquote just a knee bruise, and George Hill owners are not too happy hearing something like that. Hopefully, we don't really have a timetable yet, but it is definitely missing tonight. Is there really anyone worth picking up for those small forward minutes?
I saw you mention McCollum. That's really interesting.
Yeah, and I mentioned him, so if you're reading the daily notes, someone had an idea, and I thought it'd be fun to mention two streamers that are widely available every night, and I listed McCollum in there. He's only 2% owned. I just have a feeling that they're going to mix and match those 3 minutes, you know, kind of get maybe Thomas Robinson when they want to go big, and then Will Barton smaller, and then they could run some two-guard sets for Lillard and McCollum and play Wesley Matthews at the three. I think McCollum's going to have a really good game tonight against the terrible Hornets.
Against who's he? So he's got to be covered by Stevenson? It's not an easy matchup for him. He's definitely undersized.
Well, a lot of second unit minutes being guarded by Gary Neal.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I've always liked McCollum. He's got speed to spare. He's so, you know, he's got a great jump shot. He was a four-year player out of college. So, he's definitely ready. I thought he would beat out Mo Williams last year.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, if he was a starting point guard on a crappy team like, you know, Utah or, you know, the Pacers, if they didn't have George Hill coming back, it'd be tough to not like McCollum as one of those, you know, top 50 to 60 overall players as a point guard. Do you disagree with that?
He'd be – I don't think he's a point guard. I think he's got to be an off guard. But yeah. He could be, as an off guard, he could be a, you know, an 18-point with 1.5 steal kind of guy right now.
Yeah.
And he could drop 2-plus threes with 30 minutes easily.
Yeah, I think he plays at least around 25 tonight and does hit those couple threes. So he's a guy that I'm looking to stream where I can. Speaking of guys that shouldn't be streamed and probably needs to be owned everywhere, your boyfriend, KJ McDaniels, he's playing pretty good.
Yeah, minutes are trending up. I guess we got to worry about what's going to happen with when MCW gets back.
But yeah.
I like scoring. I'm really happy to see the scoring coming along. Wasn't sure that would be there.
Mm-hmm.
But at 9 points and only 9.3 points in 24 minutes, that's great. That means he's going to, once he hits 30, you're looking at 12, 13 points?
Yeah, something like that.
With phenomenal blocks. I mean, he's at, what, 1.7 in 24 minutes?
Yeah, which is crazy. And, I mean, you only had one through the first two games. Now has 3-1-3-0-4. That's his blocks the last five. So three or more blocks in three of the last five games. I mean, yeah.
Shooting 48% field goals, over a three made per game.
Two steals in each of the last two games as well. I mean, it's going to be a little inconsistent, but he needs to be owned everywhere. I mean, those, to get blocks out of position like that, even from an inconsistent player, I think I might have been a little wrong to doubt KJ McDaniels a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's not starting, so there's that. But, you know, 26 minutes was the low 4 games ago. After that, 28, 27, 28. So, looking reliable.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Any other big players you want to mention from over the weekend? I mean, I'm sure there's lots of other things, but we got to hop over to RCL at some point.
My love affair of Gordon Hayward is growing.
He is very dreamy looking.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but he plays basketball well.
Did you know that he has a twin sister?
Like, I just said, I almost asked the stupidest question. Well, the stupidest question.
Oh, I need to hear it now.
Identical?
They do look remarkably close, but
yeah. Can't be an identical twin and one be male. Sorry.
Where that came from. But yeah, your love affair of Gordon Hayward can be to his twin sister that has some similar facial features.
You know what I did hear he has, though?
What's that?
I heard he has a rap song.
Oh, no. Oh, we need to replace the opening music with that rap song.
Called, you ready for it? It's called Too Big, Yo.
Oh, Gordon Hayward, what are you doing?
Oh, that goodwill just ruined.
Oh, have you listened to it?
No, I've got it up. After the show, I will.
Oh, it's probably the worst thing ever.
It's gotta be. I hope there's like a music video too.
Well, at least Gordon Hayward, like you said, is playing basketball well. Shooting 51%, 2 threes a game. His free throw percentage is phenomenal. As he's missed one free throw on the season.
At 4.5 a game. Yeah, it's... Yeah, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, the turnovers down from 2.8 to 2.1. Man, everything's there. Had the big game last night for 30 points, 38-5 with a block. Hit 11 of 15 shots, 6 of 6 free throws. The Jazz couldn't beat the Pacers, though, but kind of a little side note, the Pacers broadcast crew were clowning Chris Copeland's bad defense, and Copeland had a terrible game. You can move on from Copeland. But yeah, I mean, what would you pay to get Gordon Hayward right now?
I mean, a third round at least. A third round type of player. I'm trying to think of who that would be.
Would you trade Kobe Bryant for Gordon Hayward?
Oh, God, yes. I'd rather have Gordon Hayward. Absolutely.
I think that's something Kobe owners could swing pretty easily. With Kobe's hot start?
Yeah, they probably could. Man, Kobe's efficiency, or lack thereof, is not good. Under 40% shooting?
Yeah, well,
on 24 shots a game.
Yeah, with such the high volume. I mean, he's doing to your field goal percentage what Dwight does to your free throw percentage.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah, if I had Kobe Bryant, I'd trade him, sure.
I'm trying to think of a lot of the other third rounders.
For Hayward. There's a lot of point guards you could get rid of for him, too, just because he gives you 5-plus assists.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. A lot of the third rounders to give were a lot of bigs and point guards. Like, would you trade Jrue Holiday for him?
Man, those are some high-end assists. That one's tough. I'd trade Kemba for him.
Oh, yeah, I'd trade Kemba for him, too. So, yeah, what about Monta Ellis? Kind of a slow start.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah, I would rather have Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, so he definitely would be in your third round if we did it over again.
Yeah, you know, over Dragic or Wade, over Deron Williams, even though he's playing well.
I don't know. I might rather have Dragic, but barely. Dragic's steals are coming around. I don't know. I mean, I'm down on Dragic as I was, but...
Yeah,
it's closer for me. I still love my Dragic, so.
But you think Hayward's going to out-assist him?
What is Hayward at? Hayward's at 5. I think Dragic will be right at 5, maybe a little below. Yeah, if I had to pick, I'd say Hayward will out-assist him.
And Hayward will destroy him in threes, right?
I don't know about destroy. Yeah,
he's taken a lot more this year. He's up to almost 6 attempts a game.
Yeah, I mean, he had a 12-shot 3-point game in there. You know, the game after, only 0-for-1. So I don't know. Maybe you're right, but it's close to for me. So.
And then there's the big one, DeRozan. That's the post I did early in the year. So those are the two I'll be following all year, Hayward versus DeRozan.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have Hayward over DeRozan because the assists.
Yeah, but that's, you know.
The scoring's coming way up for Hayward. So.
Yeah. He's good.
All right, so to the, let's do a quick RCL recap and a quick clap for Pop's team at 16-2. As I mentioned in the article, though, he's got a lot of veterans. What do you think about a team build that's doing this good with a lot of veterans? Do you think if you were his owner, would you try to make some trades?
Well, you said Kobe plus Wade, right?
Yeah, he's got Kobe, Wade, Dirk, Pau Gasol, and LeBron. I mean, LeBron's not really an injury risk, but the rest of those guys could be.
Yeah, Wade especially.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. There's no reason to have that many old guys.
Yeah, but he is Pop's team, so...
Yeah, no, it works. No need for a terrible play on words, you know?
Yeah.
So. Oh, and what you said today, by the way, Heinrich Maneuver, he needs to pick up Heinrich.
I know! That's like, you can't have Heinrich Maneuver and not own Kirk Heinrich. I mean, especially when you're 14-3-1, you know?
I mean, unfortunately, that's probably why he's 14-3-1.
Because he doesn't have Heinrich, yes. While true... I still think he needs to own him. I mean, fourth place, hashtag Occupy D Green. Awesome. First of all, awesome that you like that reference enough to name your team that. And B, he has both T Greens on his team.
Oh, there you go.
Very appropriate. So let's see. I've got a team in the 11-7 mix of 26th overall. Where's your teams?
I think I'm both of them around 500.
Yeah. I mean, it's so early in the year. I'm trying to find teams slim in here, but...
No, they're both at 500. 10-8.
And then my Kevin Durant team, 7-10-1. They're going to turn it around. Need Durant back. So, thanks again for everyone for playing RCLs. The post is up now. If you're listening to this, it's on the main page. The standings are on the menu. Go to Leagues, RCL Master Standings. You'll see where you rank against everyone. And good luck to everyone in week 3.
The big trade in our league.
What was the trade in this one?
Trey Burke.
Okay.
David West, and Dirk.
Okay.
So Burke, West, and Dirk for Tobias, Copeland, and Fareed. There's a lot going on there.
Seems even-ish. What was it? Oh, Tobias and Fareed. I mean, Copeland's worthless, but Dirk's the best player. don't know, what side do you like more? I think I'd take Fareed's side.
Think so?
Yeah, is that Fareed?
No, Fareed's only at 27 minutes.
I think that really goes up.
Messing with him there.
I think that goes
Dirk
up.
Dirk is by far the best.
Well, but Trey Burke is worthless, and David West, who knows if he's going to be healthy. And, you know, you definitely like, I think Tobias is trending way up. Yeah. I think it's a very even trade, debatable for both sides.
Yeah, yeah. And it's one of those trades where there aren't a whole lot of assists getting moved around. Mm-hmm. And that's where you got to start with, because it's so hard to trade when, you know, try to get a point guard off someone. It's so hard to do because no one has enough.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's no assists really going back and forth, I mean, Trey Burke's whatever.
Yeah,
he had eight. Makes it easier to look at.
Trey Burke, 8 assists last night, yet shot 2 for 12. Trey Burke's terrible.
Yeah, 3 games in a row under 30 minutes, too.
Yeah. Well, Burke was over last night, wasn't he? I think he was.
Yeah, it came back last night.
Came back last night, which was really annoying since I pumped up Exum a little bit.
Yeah, it just makes Exum impossible to own.
Yeah, that was so frustrating to see last night. He shoots 2 for 12 and gets rewarded with huge minutes.
Exum looks pretty good out there.
He's yeah.
Really close.
He had a bad air ball, but, you know, not turning the ball over. He's looking a lot better than I thought he would. So that's why I was pumping up Exum, but
yeah, he's come around quick.
Yeah, what can you do? All right, so looking ahead to tonight's games and looking at our 30-point challenge, where I am winning a commanding 2-0 over you, Slim. What do you have to say for yourself?
I guess I'll just have to try to not pick guys that you're gonna pick after me.
All right, I will pick my pick first, and if you have the same one, I will change mine this time, okay?
Okay.
All right, so looking at the top 10 NBA scorers, can't pick any of these guys. Curry, Bryant, Harden, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Blake Griffin, Klay Thompson, Chris Bosh, Cousins, Aldridge. So no Cousins this time. But
pretty normal-looking list right there.
Yeah. It's actually, you know, after 2 weeks, it's kind of normalized, kind of close to what you'd think. So.
You got Klay Thompson up there, but...
Well, yeah.
That won't last.
So I mean, my first pick is, it's the easy one, so maybe you'll have the same one. I'm gonna go Al Jefferson.
Oh, really? No, I wasn't. I was gonna go DeRozan.
Okay.
Yeah, I want DeRozan against Orlando. Fournier is not gonna stop him.
Fournier is not gonna stop anyone with that haircut. Yeah, DeRozan's a good pick, so yeah, Orlando goes at Toronto. Not too much to talk about in that game. I think the big one is Charlotte going to Portland, because as we talked about, what Portland's going to do with those small forward minutes.
And how Charlotte can stop Robin Lopez, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, how you stop Robin Lopez is just, you know, have no defense on him. And, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a good joke because he's terrible. But he's so terrible that it's killing my brain cells and I can't make up a joke.
No, he's still gonna go 10-10 with a block and a half, no matter how bad he plays.
Dude, they'll put Jason Maxiell in there, and he'll just completely stifle Robin Lopez because Robin Lopez is terrible.
You're gonna have to get over this one day. I mean, what's he at right now? I haven't even checked. I don't own him anywhere. He was drafted way too high, but he's top 50 player. Shocking.
No, he's not. Is he really?
12.7, 8 boards, 1.9 blocks.
Oh.
2 good percents, low turnovers. Why wouldn't he be?
Because he's bad at basketball!
Only 28 minutes, too. Minutes are down.
Yeah. Well, Chris Kamen, he's actually playing pretty well. I think he had a 5-block game over the weekend. So, but yeah, one thing I mentioned in the article today is my other streamer pick was also in this game, and that's Gary Neal. You know, Neal's actually had good games in all but 2 this year, and the Hornets seem to play Neal down the stretch when they're down because they want his offense, and makes sense, and not play MKG. And I mean, this is a bad matchup for MKG anyway, since Portland's going to, you know, mix and match their 3 minutes. I mean, maybe if they play a lot of Wesley Matthews at the 3, maybe they'll leave MKG in there for a little defense. But I think Neal gets a good 25 to 30 minutes tonight and puts up some good points for you.
Yeah, he's been pretty reliable with the points. No question about that.
So I think he's a good streamer on a night with only six games. Anything else for tonight that you want to talk about?
Kobe playing?
What was his injury update?
No.
Oh, the Kobe line. I'm sorry. I was like, no. You say Kobe Bryant, I think injured right away.
Gotta come up with a stat line for him.
Yeah, so I forgot to put it in the article this morning. I was drinking last night, drinking away my Panther. I wasn't really drinking that much, but Panthers were awful. I forgot. So yeah, put your guess the Kobe line in the podcast notes here. I put the winner in the article in tomorrow. At Memphis, tough matchup. You want me to go first? Or you want to go first?
You know what else we need? We need a tiebreaker. And I think the tiebreaker should be number of shots taken.
Yeah, but the problem with that is it's so hard to
go. Just a tiebreaker, though. So only if teams are like, I can't tell which one wins. You know, one guy set it on 20 shots, another guy set it on 35. So the 35 guy wins.
All right. I'll buy that. I'll do that. Have it as a tiebreaker. All right. I'm cool with that. All right. So do you want to take your Kobe guess first, or you want me to?
Go ahead.
I will say 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists, taking 27 shots.
I think everyone's going to have more shots than points, but
Yep.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a good night tonight. I think he's going to go for 32,
oh.
4, and 1.
Interesting. So ball hogging it.
Give it up. He wants a win, and it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. I had him for a little bit of a down line with bad shooting because it's at 30 Memphis.
30 shots.
30 shots?
The same amount. 32. 32 points on 32 shots.
Okay. So you have it for a bigger night. All right. Any other big games? I mean, OKC at Milwaukee should be interesting to see what the hell Jason Kidd's going to come up with this time for the rotation. Larry Sanders starts at shooting guard. I don't think there's too much to talk about here.
Everything that's happened with Jason Kidd, the only thing that hasn't happened is Antetokounmpo getting the start.
Yeah, it needs to happen. Did he lead the Bucks? I think he led the Bucks in minutes their last game, beating Memphis.
Yeah, it was his first 30-minute game.
Yeah.
Season high 18. It needs to happen. It needs to happen now.
I think it will, too. Or maybe not now, but soon. Klay Thompson is going to return with his hand injury, so there's that. I think that's it for tonight.
I think Amir and JV were supposed to play, too.
Yeah, I think they both returned the last game for Toronto. So, but maybe they get small minutes because they should blow out Orlando. Something to think about there. So yeah, that's gonna do it for tonight's action and do it for today's podcast. Do you have any other parting pieces of wisdom? Any knowledge you want to drop on me?
I can't stop. I should definitely keep it, you know, PC. So no, this is a good time.
I think
have fun.
I think that's the best wisdom you can give anyone. Just laugh a lot and have a good time and things.
You're not going to get rid of that whole the name of the Atlanta coach, right? You're going to keep that.
Oh, Coach Butthole. Yeah, that'll just be his name the rest of the year. I'm fine with that.
All right, that'll work.
All right, man. You have a good rest of your afternoon, and good luck to your teams tonight.
All right, you too.